Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
This one is all about the Denby Show.
Denby Agricultural Industrial and Food Show, July 31st to August 2nd, Denby Showground.
The Denby Agricultural Industrial and Food Show is just around the corner. Stay with us to find out what's in store for this year's staging as we kickstart our focus on all things Denby leading up to the iconic event slated for July 31 to August 2. I'm Anjuy James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Making agriculture sustainable, so don't miss it.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
The 52-acre Denby Showground in Clarendon will be abuzz with activities from July 31 to August 2 for the 63rd staging of the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show. The annual 3-day event organized by the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, attracts over 80,000 patrons annually. Over 120,000 persons are expected to attend this year's staging of the show. This year, the show is being organized as part of the JAS's 120th anniversary celebrations from May 2015 to May 2016 under the theme Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow, Making Agriculture Sustainable.
The surplus or the profits from this year's event will again be reinvested in the development of the showground in our quest to have the venue used on an all year round basis in our march to develop a Denby city on the 52 acres of land.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. The main objectives of the Denby Show are to promote the agricultural sector, display the best foods produced in Jamaica, and highlight the importance of agriculture to food security, business development, and nation building. Friday, July 31 will be the Governor General's Day and Youth Day and features the National Farm Queen Coronation. Saturday, August 1 is designated Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Day and features digital rising stars and ambassadors. Sunday, August 2 is the Prime Minister's Day, and one of the highlights of the day is the Jamaica Broilers Gospel Show. Among the highlights of this year's show will be the induction of the late Roger Clark into the JAS Hall of Fame and a big focus on breadfruit as an industry.
The JAS signed an MOU with Tree That Feed Foundation, where we will be distributing 10,000 breadfruit trees to farmers across Jamaica. These 10,000 plants over 3 to 4 years will add 6.5 million pounds of fruit or food to the agricultural production. And it will enable us to tap into a growing demand of 200,000 pounds of breadfruit flour per month.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. The focus on breadfruit forms part of the JAS's plans to plant 1 million trees over the next 10 years. Admission is $800 for adults and $300 for children.
Me hear people say alcohol and cigarette worse than weed.
I don't know about that. None of them are really good for you. And you see me, as an athlete, I have to stay focused and drug-free.
Dog the truth, your future comes first.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
And now for our proverb of the day. Every day bucket a go well, one day the butter must drop out. And this means time is the master. Don't be complacent and take people or things for granted. One will wait a long time to catch up with someone who offends him or her. That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuy James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.